get going on a chip.
I'm not excited at all to be back out here in the heat with these guys, but I'm looking forward to a big year. I think with Coach Kelly coming into this team, a lot of different changes he's made, I think they're all in the right direction. So I'm just excited to get back out on the field and kind of reach our goal. This last year, we haven't been doing well, so hopefully get back to that winning.
Sean, you guys went through the OTAs and the mini camp, but does today officially put closure on what was a dismal 2012?
Yeah, I think it's over. I think about all the bad things that happened. We were so unsuccessful last year. It's kind of put that at rest. You know, we got a new season, new coach, tons of new players. Mm-hmm. New schemes. Just everything's so different. Even just walking in the building, you see different things. So I think this year will be a lot different.
As far as the quarterback competition goes, not knowing who the guy is, does that make it more difficult for the offense in general as you go through camp and try to install things here?
Well, the thing about Coach Kelly, the way he practices, his practice, how he holds them, is so different. Where it's times where a lot of starters might be going for threes, might be going for twos. So you never get that feel of all the ones go together. You know, so I think that it kind of hides the fact that who's the starting quarterback, who's not. Because there's times where I'm going with Mike or I'm going with Barkley or Nick, you know, or Dixon. So you never get that feel where all the ones go together all the time. And then also, I respect and whatever Coach Kelly, his decision is, who the quarterback's going to be. You know, I support all the quarterbacks. We're still a team, even though we're competing. You know, we want to know, we have some clarity on who's the quarterback. But you got to understand, we're still teammates. You know, I feel the same way about Nick as I do about Mike. You know, I'm the same down the list. So whoever's the starter quarterback, you know, I'll be real supportive. And then the backups, you know, they'll be supportive also.
How do you think it plays out, the quarterback position?
As far as who's going to start, you mean? Yeah.
How do you think it'll play out?
I'm not sure. I think Coach Kelly, they all look good. And Coach Kelly, the thing about him is he doesn't give them tips off or who's going to be starter, who's looking better than the other one. His main focus is just trying to better this team. You know, so he hasn't really, showed his hand on who's starting quarterback. So I'm not sure how it'll play out.
What kind of potential does this offense have? Up-tempo offense with guys like you, Deshaun, Jeremy, with all that speed. Yeah. What kind of potential do you guys have?
Well, Chip has definitely had tons of speed, kind of where he's been at. And I think kind of bringing that here with myself and the other guys you just named, I think we'd be dangerous. With Coach Reed, I thought we were dangerous. And also in this offense where it actually displays the talent from going deep, short, tons of speed around the field. You never know. So I think it's a big potential that we can make some big noise. I think the biggest thing with this offense, he gets you in open space, you know, and we're constantly going, you know, foot on the gas, constantly going. I think when teams getting tired or trying to figure out or thinking of defensive strategies, we're going, you know, we're pushing it, high tempo. So I think it'd be good for us, man. And the good thing is now I think with this team, we're finally, we have more depth, you know, especially in the running backs, you know, where if I'm went down or I need a break, Bryce can step in with tons of speed, you know, with Chris Pope and even at the wide receiver level. So I think that's the best thing about our offense is now we're getting the depth. And Coach Kelly, where we're going to be tired, we're going to be fatigued, where other guys can step in and make plays.
Sean, recent history has shown that first-year head coaches have struggled in this league. Do you expect bumps along the way the first year under Kelly?
I only go by the stats, man, because last couple of years I've faced some stats where off the buys we're supposed to blow teams out, and we didn't. You know, so this is small things like that. So I just want to see how it plays out. We're going to go in there. We're going to practice hard. You know, and hopefully we have a good year.
Brent Celek talked about the Super Bowl, that this team, the goal is to win the Super Bowl. Why do you think he believes that and other guys believe that after the year you guys had last year?
Well, I don't think you come into this league just to play. I think you want to win the Super Bowl. And that's always been my goal. I mean, there's tons of teams that had bad years and turned around. I mean, you look at the 49ers. The last couple of years, they've been strong. And I remember there's times where I couldn't wait to play the 49ers. You know, so it just shows you how this league works. You think of the top teams in the NFL, and you look at the bottom teams in the NFL, the talent level is very small, very small. That margin is very small. So I don't think it's a matter of just knowing the talent level, because I think in this NFL, to make it here, you got to have talent. I think just putting the work in, man, and playing as a team, as a unit, and executing.
LeSean, for you personally, what needs to be done better
for
this year?
I think my fifth year, you know, obviously you got to stay healthy. That's the kiss I have to battle in this league. And I want to be more of a student of the game, you know, kind of knowing everybody's position. I think as far as the talent level, you know, I got that kind of mastered. And just being experienced, you know. I want to be more dominant. Last few years, I've had good years, but I don't think I was dominant. Where I think in this offense, the ability to run the ball more, where I could kind of take over a game, you know. There's been flashes of it in the past, but having the ability to do it day in and day out, game in and game out, I think it's a bit different story. I mean, Chip has showed he runs the ball tons, you know, so I think that's kind of the difference. So kind of getting back to that old stage where I'm used to just, you know, taking over a game. I think with all the talent and the supporting cast around me, yeah, that should be easy.
Did you train differently? Did you train differently in light of that?
Yeah. I train hard. I'm in good shape. I'm down to my playing weight before camp. My playing weight after camp. You know, so as going into camp, you know, you get in better shape.
Is there a fine line?
Plus, I got that feeling, man. Last year, I didn't end it well. So I got a chip on my shoulder, that kind of attitude.
Deshaun, is there a fine line, dominant carries and staying strong enough through the end of the year?
Yeah. That's all goes in one. I think just, you know, getting the carries and with the carries, being able to dominate and dominating, be able to do it consistently each game by staying healthy. You know, but the thing is, I think with the offense around me, it's not so much pressure where you have to do everything. Where certain guys on different teams where if they don't play well, the team doesn't do well. And in this case, the Eagles, it's not the case. You know, so that helps me out a little bit. But as just a competitor, you know, I want to be one of the guys on this team, this offense, where I want, you know, it's fourth quarter. I mean, I want the ball, that type of attitude. You know, I think in the type of person Coach Kelly is, he has the attitude also. So I think it makes us more dominant as a team. You know, if each guy has the attitude and wants the ball and want to make plays, you don't know where to go as a defense.
Got time for one more, guys.
LeSean, with Coach Kelly's teams in the past, the running backs have put up some really good numbers, but he also demands a lot out of the running backs. Yeah. Do you feel any pressure heading into this year because of how much maybe put on your shoulders?
No, not at all. I've been playing this game a long time, man, and I'm at the level I want to be at. I'm at the team I want to play for, so I'm blessed and happy. I don't want to see no pressure. You know, I know who I am as a person and as a running back. You know, I feel like I'm one of the best guys in this league as a running back. You know, so I don't feel no pressure. Plus, I mean, I got good guys around me. You know, so it makes it a lot easier.